1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Four people have died in the storms that roared through Houston on Thursday.
High winds and torrential downpours knock out power in Houston and cause flooding. Rain poured into the Astros-covered stadium, and this man was on the lower level of Wells Fargo Tower, where a bunch of windows blew out.
We were going to the restroom. We were about to leave, and then all of a sudden, we're in the restroom, and we hear everybody screaming and coming toward the restroom, and there's, like, dust blowing down from the ceiling tiles. And then all of a sudden, like, everybody's coming into the restroom.
Due to the damage, there are no Friday classes for Houston public school students. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
An estimated 2,000 gallons of oil may have spilled into Galveston Bay after a barge carrying fuel oil crashed into a bridge on Wednesday. Captain Keith Donahue is the commander of the Houston-Galveston Coast Guard.
We've recovered over 605 gallons of oily water mixture from the environment, as well as an additional 5,640 gallons of oil product from the top of the barge that did not go into the water.
We're getting close to the end of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen is expected to wrap up his testimony on Monday.
The presumptive 2024 Republican nominee has repeatedly called the trial election interference.
I think it was a very interesting day. It was a fascinating day. And it shows what a scam this whole thing is.
Cross-examination of Cohen is set to continue Monday, and closing arguments could begin early next week.
Two Republican-controlled House committees are considering a resolution to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. They're unhappy with his refusal to turn over recordings made during an investigation of President Biden over his retention of classified documents. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
If this does pass, almost certainly on a party line on the House floor, if they approve contempt of Congress resolutions against the Attorney General, it would be the Attorney General's Department of Justice deciding whether to prosecute the Attorney General and the Department of Justice. This is ending in a dead end.
A judge in Santa Fe, New Mexico on Friday will hear actor Alec Baldwin's motion to dismiss the indictment against him in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. The shooting happened in October 2021. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Alec Baldwin's motion to dismiss is his last-ditch attempt to try and get rid of this involuntary manslaughter charge before it goes to trial.
The trial is scheduled to begin in July. Baldwin is pleaded not guilty. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us next Midday Magazine as we wrap up the week talking with State Senator Patrick Teston in part one and the United Way in part two, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin Thursday. She spoke to black voters in Milwaukee about the administration's efforts to create economic opportunity.
You see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground.
Harris also talked about forgiving student loan and medical debt and improving access to housing. The Green Bay Packers will play at least five games on national primetime TV this football season. The NFL released its regular season schedule Wednesday night. The Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th, and they'll host a game on Thanksgiving night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers going primetime again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL releasing the regular season schedules, and Green Bay will have five games in primetime. First, the season opener in Brazil against the Eagles, then four night games in a row against the Dolphins, Lions, Seahawks, and Saints. From Thanksgiving to the Monday before Christmas, baseball, the Brewers just kept hitting home runs yesterday on the way to a 10-2 win over the Pirates in Milwaukee. Contreras, Sanchez, Ortiz, and Sam Frelick, all with home runs. Frelick then talked about watching rookie Jackson Churio hit one 441 feet out of the park.
Yeah, it was great. I think that's the closest I'll ever be to like hitting one myself, is, you know, seeing that and feeling like I was in the box. So it was cool to kind of see that view and see how far a ball went.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Churio is getting a great opportunity in Milwaukee.
If maybe he's with the Dodgers, you know, maybe he's not playing in the big leagues yet. You know what I mean? Maybe they wait a year or whatever. But he's lucky he's with this group.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows bottoming out in the mid and upper 40s. We'll have light winds. Plentiful sunshine to be found for Friday, highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday, we'll see sunny skies and we'll top out in the lower 80s and gusty south winds. Right now, it's 51.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two. Zombie cicadas coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Ron DeSantis, this is so obscene. I'm just astonished that Ron DeSantis actually thinks this is going to make him president in 2028. I mean, he's clearly, you know, he's got the bug, right? He's going to run for president in 2028. He's trying to position himself that way. He will no longer be governor of Florida at the time. I believe his term expires in 2026, and he's term limited out. Fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's the case. But in any case, here he is now trying. He knows where the money is, right? The money in America, the political money in America, is with billionaire oil men. And if you really want to be a candidate for president on the Republican side, as Donald Trump, you know, the other day, talking to a bunch of billionaire oil men, you know, hey, give me $1 billion and I'll do what you want. I mean, the money is with the billionaire oil people. And to a lesser extent, the coal and natural gas people. It's the coal people that support Joe Manchin and most other, and now Jim Justice, you know, who's running for the Senate from West Virginia. So Ron DeSantis comes out yesterday and signs House Bill 1645. It was probably written by the fossil fuel industry, I don't know, but you know, it's certainly written by, promoted by, and passed by Republicans over the outspoken objections of Democrats in the state of Florida. The legislation removes from state law 50 different lines of text that were established by Charlie Crist, who was then a Republican. He's a Democrat now, but he was the governor back in 2008. And the Crist administration required the State Department of Agriculture, the State Department of Consumer Services, and the state generally to establish clean energy goals. So number one, this legislation just stripped all that out. So in Florida, officially now, according to Ron DeSantis and the Republicans, pollution is just fine with us. You want your kids to get asthma? You want your kids to die of cancer from all that particulate pollution that trucks and cars are spewing out all day long? Yeah, it's just great, number one. Number two, also what will be removed is a provision in Florida law that, quote, says we must address the potential of global climate change as state energy policy, the state must, quote, play a leading role in developing an institution instituting energy management programs aimed at promoting energy conservation, energy security, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. All of that just got blown out, removed from Florida law, removed from the state's guidelines, removed from the state's goals. We are no longer concerned about energy conservation in Florida. They are no longer concerned about energy security in Florida. They are no longer concerned about greenhouse gas emissions in Florida. Keep in mind, this is the state where in some cities they're having to install giant electric pumps because the ocean has been rising and it's now starting to infiltrate into the city's streets on high tides. They call them king tides now. It also removes the state a provision that all state agencies must contract with, when state agencies hire meeting space or convention space, you know, from hotels and things like that. They must only use facilities that got a green lodging designation by the Department of Environmental Protection for best practices in water, energy, and waste efficiency standards. Now you can just do it at any old place. It doesn't matter if they're green or not. It also prevents local governments from enacting some energy policy restrictions. I'm reading here from a summary of this. It was published on Daily Kos by Florida Phoenix. Also prevents local governments. So this is basically the state saying to local governments, we don't believe in local control. We, the Republican Party, the small government Republican Party, are going to tell you what you can't do, Mr. and Mrs. City or town or county. You may not have energy policy restrictions. You may not prohibit the construction or expansion of offshore wind facilities. You may not put wind turbines within a mile of the coast. So no wind energy, at least, you know, near the coast. This is the same guy. This last year, DeSantis was offered $350 million by the federal government to, now keep in mind, this is the Sunshine State, to install solar panels all over the state to help power the state. And Ron DeSantis turned down the $350 million, said, we don't want that money. We're not interested in green energy. We like fossil fuels. Then following that, the federal government, in another piece of legislation, offered the state of Florida $320 million to reduce vehicle emissions and to repair infrastructure as part of the Infrastructure and Investment Jobs Act. And Ron DeSantis turned that down, too. This is the new Republican, whatever you call it, the executive director of the, or excuse me, the, yeah, the executive director of the Sierra Club Florida said Floridians are on the front lines of rising sea levels, rising extreme heat, rising property insurance prices, more frequent floods, and more severe storms. Absolutely. In fact, I saw earlier today a tweet from Florida that Key West had a 115-degree day. Not actual temperature, but, you know, real feel, I guess it's called. But this is unprecedented for May. It's starting. Florida's going to get whacked with weather. And, you know, DeSantis doesn't care. He's a Republican. He wants that money from the fossil fuel industry. He knows these fossil fuel billionaires, I mean, they don't give a damn about the future of our planet. They just want their money. And he wants his money. The Florida Phoenix writes, the bill signing came one day after a poll of 1,400 Floridians found that 68% say the state government should do more to address climate change, and only 40% of Republicans believe that climate change is caused by human activity. 60% of Republicans are climate deniers. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that pathetic? And dangerous. I mean, you know, It's just incredible. All right, meanwhile, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, this is the HELP Committee, H-E-L-P, that is chaired by Senator Bernie Sanders, is looking into the prices of Ozempic and Wegovy. Ozempic and Wegovy are these GLP-1 inhibitors, I think it's called. These new drugs that help you lose weight. They were originally developed as anti-diabetes drugs, type 2 diabetes drugs. And here's the thing. Americans pay $969 a month for Ozempic and $1,349 a month for Wegovy. Okay, so roughly $1,000 and $1,400 a month, or $1,300 a month for these two drugs. In Canada, Ozempic costs $155. In France, it's $71. In Germany, it's $59. And the company selling it is making a profit in Germany. at $59. This is the drug that we pay $1,349 for here. Excuse me, Ozempic. This is the drug we pay $969 for here. In Denmark, which is where these drugs are manufactured, patients pay $186 a month for Wegovy, while the medication costs $137 in Germany and $92 in the United Kingdom. Bernie says that the company could make a profit selling them at $5 a month. Whoa. He says there's no rational reason other than greed that Novo Nordisk could charge Americans struggling with obesity $1,349 for Wegovy when this exact same product can be purchased for just $186 in Denmark. Because of these high prices, now this is where it gets really mind-boggling. Last year, or in 2022 actually, last year we've got numbers for, in 2022, Americans spent $406 billion on prescription drugs. $406 billion on all retail prescription drugs. The whole year, all drugs, $406 billion. If half of U.S. adults with obesity were to go on these drugs at the current price, just these two drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy, would cost $411 billion a year. That's more than we spend on all drugs combined for the entire year, everybody in America of 2022. Medicaid and Medicare would have to spend an additional $166 billion a year just on these two drugs. And the total of Medicare and Medicaid paid for all drugs in 2022 was $175 billion. In other words, these two drugs will break our healthcare system. They will destroy Medicare, Medicaid, and, you know, and the American people. And Bernie is like, you know, why are we letting these people do this? And now you've got, you know, like, you know, states like North Carolina, 20,000 teachers and other state employees just lost access to the drugs because the state says, we're not going to pay for these drugs anymore. They're too expensive. 35 state Medicaid programs don't cover the cost of these medications at all. Why? Because of the price. You know, $59 in the United Kingdom, $1,300 here. Just because they can. Now, why can these drug companies rip us off like this? Because Republicans have fought every single effort to allow the federal government to buy drugs on a competitive bid basis. Instead, you know, even though the government may buy a million pills, they have to pay full retail for each individual pill. It's a subsidy. It's a multi hundred billion dollar a year subsidy to Big Pharma, which then takes some of that money and recycles it into the GOP. It's just that simple. We have politicians who are being paid off. Now, it's legal because five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court legalized political bribery in 2010 with Citizens United and you know, some steps prior to that. But it is legal in the United States to bribe politicians. We're the only developed country in the world that allows this. Literally the only one. And it's killing us. It's destroying us. We've got to overturn Citizens United. We've got to get control of this situation. And we've got to get these drug companies off our backs. They're like giant blood-sucking parasites. I'll be back with your calls after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Trump trial in D.C., stealing the 2016 election trial, is on lunch break, right?
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker? Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and your teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. Netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for the rest of the hour. Gordon, Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Tom, I got another observation I'd like to share with you. This one is regarding the Republicans who are out there, outside the courthouse of Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
Protesting and or in support of Trump. Well, it took me back to the Charles Manson trial.
Really?
And Charles Manson had a group of women. They called them the Manson women or Manson girls, led by Lynette Squeaky Fromm. And it's the same thing, Tom.
Were they outside the Manson trial every day?
Yeah, they was outside the Manson trial every day. I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, and where the trial was conducted. And and when I saw Mike Johnson get up and speak in behalf of Trump, it reminded me of Squeaky Fromm, because she did the same thing. She was basically the spokesman. And there was one point when Charles Manson cut off his hair, they cut off their hair, you know, and and it just showed me, just solidified one more time, that the Republican Party has become a cult. It's an occult.
Yeah. Yeah, here it is. I just Googled it. Several of Charles Manson's female followers, known as the Manson Girls or Manson Family Women, maintained a vigil outside the courthouse during his high-profile trial in 1970-71 for the Tate-LaBianca murders. Amazing.
Right. From this time on, I'm calling Mike Johnson Mike Squeaky Johnson.
I love it.
Yeah, Mike Squeaky Johnson, because it was shameful for the Speaker of the House to go out there and denigrate the legal system in the United States.
You are so right, Gordon.
To support.
Gordon, thank you for that. I'm going to tweet that. If you don't mind, I'm going to
go ahead. Go right ahead.
That's incredible. Gordon, thank you so much. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
No problem,
thank you.
George.
Yeah, thank you. Squeaky Johnson. Amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with you. Squeaky Johnson. Mike Squeaky Johnson. I love it. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Four people have died in the severe thunderstorms that pummeled Houston Thursday. Mayor John Whitmire.
Stay at home. Houstonians, stay at home tonight. The recovery will go through to tomorrow. So if you're a non-essential worker, don't go to work tomorrow.
The former attorney and fixer for former President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, has another day of testimony scheduled in Trump's election interference trial, says CBS's Errol Barnett.
The jury now heads into Friday and the weekend, this three-day break, questioning the motivation of Cohen to come forward and testify.
The Biden administration is reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to Schedule 3. White House drug czar Dr. Rahul Gupta.
This would be like Tylenol number 3. That's Tylenol with codeine. It would be something like testosterone. So it's those group of drugs as opposed to LSD and ecstasy. It's a major and historic change.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Guaranteed income programs are controversial in some circles, but research shows they're working. They give cash to low-income households with no strings attached. Rachel Barnhart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. A study by the Urban Institute looked at how that money is spent in Austin, Texas.
A majority of the cash payments was spent on housing, and we saw an increase in housing stability.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. A Wisconsin emergency room doctor is a recent four-time winner on Jeopardy and headed to the game show's Tournament of Champions. Dr. Amy Hummel's episodes aired in late April and early May. She won $101,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're thinking about hitting the theaters this weekend for some summer movie magic, there is a lot to choose from. But this weekend, a couple of horror films are front and center. If you're looking for old-fashioned jump scares, check out The Strangers Chapter 1, but be warned, it is not reviewing all that well, which means Chapter 1 could be the final chapter. I Saw the Glow is another horror film opening, which is reviewing well with critics, but only drawing 50% from audiences. If you're looking for laughs, check out the family film If, starring Ryan Reynolds, or check out the more adult comedy Babes, about two friends whose relationship changes when one decides to have a baby after a one-night stand. Babes is pulling excellent reviews to the tune of 97% on RT. And if you feel like sitting in this weekend, there is nothing wrong with that. There's a good historical fiction series called Manhunt about the Lincoln assassination. All 7 episodes are available on Apple TV. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows bottoming out in the mid and upper 40s. We'll have light winds. Plentiful sunshine to be found for Friday, highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday, we'll see sunny skies and we'll top out in the lower 80s and gusty south winds. Right now, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer, director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Great hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Well, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Melbourne, Florida, listening on WMNF. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Oh, the top of the hour, Tom, you had a rant about all the things that they're doing down here in Florida that are just terrible for the economy and the ecology and health care and all that kind of stuff like that. I wanted to tell you that, you know, I mean, let's give the devil his due, because
the Republicans did something good in Florida?
They did something absolutely so mind-blowingly positive, Tom, that it really shook me. I didn't think they had the intellectual capability of.
You didn't see this one coming, huh? Okay, so what is it, Bob?
No, I did not. What is it? They raised the minimum age to be a professional stripper from 18 to 21.
Wow. I'm surprised they didn't lower it to 14. I mean, you've got in Alabama, they lowered the age at which kids can go to work to 14.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that.
In Kentucky, they're talking about lowering the age of consent. I mean, that's impressive, Bob.
Anyway, they raised the age to be a stripper, so not all is doomed down here in the Sunshine State with Governor Death Sentence. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that one.
I am reassured. Bob, thank you so much for that. That was well worth the phone call. Thank you. Tim in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I've been listening to you for, I don't know, 15 years, I guess.
Well, thank you.
A long time. So much to say and won't have much time. But, you know, here's just a little thing. You know, only in America, to me, and I've been pretty much everywhere, is age considered a liability in governance? But it's considered an asset if you have, you know, wealth or celebrity or a big name.
Yeah, that's true.
And
our values are scrambled.
Yes, they are. And I don't know, you got a caller named Larry who I think walks on water, who's brilliant. And I don't know why we don't tax profits on corporations instead of income. There's so many ways to get around income, and this goes to your drug costs and you know, how much money we would have to we could probably pay off the debt in 5 years if we did it.
Yeah, theoretically do tax profits. It's just that we also allow companies to basically keep two sets of books, one for the government and one for the stockholders.
And the tax loopholes are so many along the way, what they can write off, what consulting fees are, nobody even knows that. And there's one other thing I'd like you to consider. Having been a wildlife rehabilitator for many, many years, it's time we put a bounty on our feral, non-invasive species, non-native species, and we need an Invasive Species Act. You know, we could put kids to work like we did with the CCC and get them out there getting rid of all the kudzu and the hydrilla and all these imported invasive species, which are choking away what little wild is left to these guys.
Yeah, that would include things like nutria and how about house cats? They're an invasive species.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They kill a lot of birds.
We have 405 million feral dogs, cats, pigs, and non-native species. And what they've done is we never had coyotes out east of the Mississippi. And all of the agriculture and these humongous corporate farms, again, if we go and just take the DBA out, take the necessary income out, tax corporations, even speculators and stocks.
Yeah.
Anything over 30% gets taxed at 99%. And this goes back to what Teddy Roosevelt did and actually what FDR was doing in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's protecting the commons, protecting the country from predatory corporations. I like it. Tim, thank you very much. Spot on. Sandy in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, thanks for listening to WGRN. What's up? Sandy in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can. Oh, you had your mute button on. So what's up?
I did. I'm calling because earlier you had calls about maybe finding some millionaires or billionaires to support our causes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, we can't depend on that. And so I'm calling about Move to Amend.
Mm-hmm.
Move to Amend. Even now in Congress, there's an amendment. Move to Amend. We the People Amendment. To say that corporations are not people and money is not speech.
Yep, and it's movetoamend.org for people looking it up.
Yeah, and sign the petition because we've got to save ourselves. No one person, no corporation, I don't care how great they are, they can do it. We've got to do it ourselves, and then we decide. Once we get in position, right now if you take health care, I'm at the VA right now and I'm getting great health care. Everybody should have this.
Yes.
If in health care, who's at the table? It's the financial industry, the insurance companies, big pharma. What about moms and dads and with young kids and older parents?
Yeah.
And people really care about the communities. So I just really encourage people. It's a mass people's movement. It's grassroots. There's no corporate money coming at us. That's all. I mean, I've been a volunteer for like 10 years. There's like six people earning a pretty low ball salary to do all the things that they're doing. And so we don't send a lot of emails. Mainly it's every signature means we go to your representative and say, hey, X amount of your constituents want you to sign on for this. How come you're not?
Right.
And I'll tell you, the only ones who signed on are the ones who are not afraid of big donor money.
I get it. I totally get it. MoveToAmend.org is a wonderful organization. I've supported them for years. I've spoken at a number of their conferences. Yeah. Tim Carpenter used to be a regular on this program. He was the founder of the organization. He unfortunately passed away. It is just great. And thank you, Sandy, for the call and for highlighting it because they're right out there on the front lines. Brilliant. Sandy, thank you so much. David in North Miami Beach, Florida, speaking of where global warming is creeping up on you. Hey, David, what's up?
Yes, Professor. We did have a bit of rain, but that was too little too late. The record matching and smashing beat down here.
Mm.
Yes. I was hoping to plug my Substack page or just put a 300-word essay on it.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Go for it. Go for it.
Thank you. Right. So substack.com/@Zapin. That's Z as in Zulu, A as in Able, P-E-N, which you write with. So Zapin, five letters.
Okay.
So imagine moderating the presidential debate, but as the winner gets to hire me as the new director of lessons learned, like Stuart Baker was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what I see is a chess clock style of debate. So the moment you press the button to stop your side of the clock, it also turns off your microphone. And if you want to do this wirelessly, remote, it's what I would love to do as a talk show.
Yeah.
Because there are all sorts of issues that Trump, if he had a clue, he could do something about. But of course, he won't. I mean, let's talk about these, barely legal age strippers. Okay, now where will they be working? Will they just be working illegally now?
Are you talking in Florida, the 18 to 21 year olds?
Right. Yeah. Most of whom have,
Hopefully they'll find another job.
They'll find another job. The question is, will it be over the table or under the table? Will we have just pushed them?
Yeah.
I got other downtrodden.
I mean, they could both point to the bad habits of 1996 Bill Clinton, you know, of forcing women to get a 1-year for-profit degree instead of a 2 or 4-year, you know, nonprofit that would have actually gotten something. But because an Army veteran said, no, let them become cosmetologists and they'll find the letter. What letter? No one asked. So there's things that they could and should talk about, but the journalists don't know this because they just talk to each other. And
apparently, I don't either, David.
Like me.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, David,
now
thank
you. Know the rest
yeah,
of the
I got it. Thank you for the call. Joe in Oklahoma City. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Not much, Tom. I'm going to try and be brief, but
thank you.
A little bit to say. We talked about that whole idea about the sudden leasing or letting of contracts on that oil and gas offshore of Gaza. And I read another article in Reuters about it. I thought it was really interesting. One of the billionaire companies that went to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump to get the, hey, give us a billion, you know, give me $1 billion to run for president and I'll make all your oil dreams come true. One of those companies is one of those companies that's involved in those contracts over in Israel, and it's Chevron. And what Chevron did a couple of years ago was buy Noble Energy, which was a big Israel oil company. So Chevron bought them, and then Noble's involved in these contracts. Mm-hmm. So it's a little shady, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on the Reuters article. The other thing I did want to throw at you real quick.
I'm sorry,
Are
Joe.
You still
Joe
there,
yeah, I thought you'd made your point, and we're hitting the break here, Joe. I'm sorry. Generally speaking, we ask people to one call a week, 1 point per call. It's just, you know, courteous to other people. Well, it's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. to help both people and animals. Organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom. Sure. Super quick, your caller who had called about the FAA bill, he noted as a side point regarding student loan discharge and bankruptcy, there was a provision that was in it initially to prohibit that.
Correct.
Many of today's wealthy boomers went to undergrad and grad school after the Vietnam War. They then went to states to let debtors in bankruptcy keep the house and the car. They bought expensive versions of both and discharged the student loan debt. So imagine starting your adult life with a nice house and car and no student loan debt. Just making that side point.
Yeah, well, that's what you could do if student loan debts were not excluded from bankruptcy.
Exactly. Yeah. But regarding the requiring of refunds for a flight cancellation,
mm-hmm.
What I expect will happen is on-time ratings will take a hit until they figure out how to hide that info while they delay flights 2 days or until 3 a.m. So technically, it's never canceled. You'll just be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
So they'll just work out a new loophole.
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
That makes perfect sense, Marie. Depressingly.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. You always bring the goods. Thank you, Marie. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep. Mike in Warren County, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I get a Nicolas shot for my COPD every 28 days,
mm-hmm.
and it starts out at $13,000
a
month.
A shot? Day.
Yes.
No wonder they can afford to pay for all that advertising on TV.
But I guess that with Medicare, it goes down to like $3,500. I'm not sure how it works.
Yeah.
But I took out extra insurance when I was a union carpenter when I retired.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to pay nothing.
Well, that's good.
I just couldn't believe that that just started out like that.
Yeah.
And one other thing, I'm sure glad you're a Democrat, not a Republican. We wouldn't stand a chance.
Thank you, Mike. It's very kind of you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Phil in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
Tom, the reason I was calling is that if Trump were to get elected, would you think that everyone, the Republicans, would be closer to a rewrite of the Constitution? And this comes from Nancy McLean's book, you know, Democracy in Chains.
Right. The 34th state that is calling for a constitutional convention, it looks like they're getting close to voting on this. Common Cause has a whole piece on it over at their website.
Is it something we should be worried about?
Yes. Yeah, the Republicans very much want to rewrite the Constitution. They very much want to rewrite, and they're working on it. And there's big money behind it, billionaire money behind it. Phil, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Good luck. Regina in Waco, Texas. Hey, Regina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just real quick wanted to give you an update on my husband's run for United States Congress here in Texas against Pete Sessions.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give a shout-out for his website.
Please do.
It's marklorenzen.org. We are now
how do you spell
on
that,
Twitter,
Regina?
And Facebook. And I'm sorry?
How do you spell that?
It's Mark, M-A-R-K, and then Lorenzen. It's L-O-R-E-N-Z-E-N.
Okay. And the website again is?
Is marklorenzen.org.
.org. Okay, great.
And from there, you can find his Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We mm-hmm. have an account. I'm not sure how that's really going,
mm-hmm.
but we've got it all together, and things has gotten a little slow lately, but he's still out there fighting.
That's great.
So...
That's
yes,
great.
I'm excited for him. It hasn't been easy, I must say, because he's still working.
Yeah.
And then he works 3 days a week as a pediatrician. And then the rest of the days when he comes home, he is busy.
Has Texas had the primaries? Is he the official candidate?
He is the official candidate.
Uh-huh.
So it's him and Pete Sessions.
Wow.
So we're hoping that things work out because we certainly need a change.
Yeah, yeah. That's... you know, it takes a lot of courage to run for public office these days, particularly
as a Democrat. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of him. There's moments where I'm just like, I don't think I can do this, but he just keeps on. So yeah. I'm with him all the way.
Well, give him my very best, and that's just marvelous. Regina, thank you so much for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad...
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sitten de Mai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest. Also, Willie Nelson's in Madison. All that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.